大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Michelle 米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾是北京环球雅思的口语老师雷世健老师。
Hello everyone, it's me, Leo.
老师好。大家如果有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目微博是大学生英语在线，@我们私信我们都可以。节目微信是 Question of the Day，没有空格，欢迎大家语音提问。
如果想找到我的话，大家可以登录新浪微博，找到我的同名的新浪微博雷世健，雷锋的雷，士兵的士，建设的建。
大家也可以找到我米歇尔，米饭的米，一些的些，耳朵的耳。还是要跟大家说一声抱歉，最近感冒，所以嗓子有些哑。
你之前我感冒，现在你感冒，
续上了，连续剧，
续了续
连续剧或者电影的那个叫什么第二部，
第二部 对, 对 ，the first episode, second episode 。
说到这个，咱今天就跟大家说说电影。一般一说到电影，大家会觉得老师会问你什么？你最喜欢的电影
？What is your favorite movie？
印象最深的电影
？And was the movie impressed you the most？
对，但是这次呢？
This time is totally something different.
我们不按常理出牌。
对了，咱们这次说的是完全不一样的，各位。而且这次现在是最近的雅思的新的题。那么这个题目的名字咱们叫做什么呢 ？A movie you don't like to watch.
你不喜欢的电影，不爱看的。
Yeah, you don't like.
没想到吧？
对了，这次终于是逆出牌了。
当头一棒。
对，因为大部分的雅思题目基本上还是以正面的方式来问的多，你比如说 your favorite movie, your favorite clothing, your favorite restaurants, something you like to do, some place you like to visit, 都是喜欢的、愿意的、正面的。那这次的话，不按常理出牌，实际上反问了，开始从另外一方面 ，it's not about the movie you like, it's about something the movie that you don't like or you dislike。
其实这也是比较考大家 critical thinking 的一道题，对不对？
Indeed，
就是批判性的思维，因为光让你夸好啊好，这个好那个好，今天是个好日子，
今天是个好日子，
心想的事儿都能成。
对,
对，但是不，这回突然要考你一个，说这个电影不好，你一下就说不出来了，为什么？
一下就说不出来，
找不着理了呀？
对，你找不着点，
嗯，
不容易找点，
嗯，
所以这就是为什么说这道题 ，the movie that you don't like to talk about is much more difficult。Than the one that we used to have as the movie that you like to talk about. And this one is really getting much more difficult.
但是没有关系，因为大家还有我们呢。
Yeah, you have us. Yes.
我们就是帮大家找 points 来应对这道题。
Of course, and that's what we do.
我吃饭的时候爱看电影，我就在网上就找啊
找，
看这也不想看，看
那
也
不想
看，但也说不上来为什么我就不想看。
我觉得首先说从这一点上来讲呢，针对这道题的话，咱们的出发点还是说你看完了以后的一个感想。如果说我光看这个图片或者它的海报，我就已经不喜欢了，那可能是这海报的设计者的失败，对吧？
或者是我无理取闹。
对，你无理取闹。
这道题，我们今天给大家打开一下思路。
对了，首先呢，还是那句话，站在出发点上面啊。Now the movie that I'm talking about here, the one that I don't like, is actually the one that I've seen before already. Right, we finished watching the movie. It's done. 那么从这个出发点的角度上来讲呢，这个电影我不喜欢，为什么不喜欢？可能有很多很多的理由。但如果把你的眼光放在说 I don't like this movie only because that I don't like that guy or that actor or that actress, whatever.I don't think it's really a good point for you to talk about, right?
Aw, that's the first thing I can think of. I don't like that actor or actress or that director or the plot, everything
about that. Right, you don't like those things.
I guess it's probably the first thing comes to everybody's mind.
Yeah.
I don't like that guy. If somebody asks you, why don't you like that movie, after you stutter, then this probably is the first thing that came out of your mouth.
Yeah, but the problem is, if you don't like the guy, why do you watch it?
I don't know. I just wanted to see how much I can do not like him. How much I can hate him.
How much you
can
tolerate
me. Hate him.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. How much you gonna take this person? Okay. Right. 有的时候这个要挑战一下自己的容忍度哈。
但是确实不是很好说，对吧？
对。
那咱们今天给大家分析大概五六个点，就是说我们可以绕开这一个比较简单的、不太好说下去的。
对，或者这种无理取闹的，绕开无理取闹的这种点，而我们把它变得非常的有理、合理。那么咱们来首先从第一个点来讲。There is this one reason for some people don't like that movie, and after you have seen it, the first one is that the movie has kind of disobeyed the original copy from the book.
就是没有忠于原著。
没有忠于原著，对。
当然这个只针对于就是本身有原著的电影，经过原著改编的电影。
对对对，翻拍的那些或者说改编过的电影。所以说这里边首先有一个词咱们叫做Adapted, right, 就是属于是那种翻拍的那种感觉，或者说从小说里边 adapted, the movie is adapted from a novel, from a very famous book. 说到这个的话，很多的电影，好多故事都是先从一本书成名，一个好的作家写了一本书，然后这本书大卖，非常的流行，让大家很喜欢，就有人开始琢磨这个电影，说，哎，要是我把它 what if I just make this movie out of the book?Probably I'm going to change something. 然后他们就开始去翻拍这些电影。那么好多人去了以后，可能这些人去看电影的目的是什么？
因为他们喜欢那本原著。
对了，他们真正的是那本原著的非常非常 loyal 的那些 readers, 对吗？非常忠于的原著的那些忠实的那些读者们。所以他们想去把这个书中的这个内容带进电影院，然后去通过另外一种方式去感受同一本书，对吗？这是他们心里所期待的东西。They have so much to expect, and they have like a very high hope to the movie because they've read about this book 100 times already, and they know every single stuff from this book. But in the end, the moment that you're walking out of the cinema, a lot of people say, this is not exactly what I've been reading about from the book.
You feel like something's missing. You feel like something's wrong.
Yeah.
It's like you have this high expectation and that movie disappointed you for no reason and they take the money out of your pocket for disappointing you.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And because the only person we want to blame is this director of the movie. I don't even know that whether he had read the book before or not. 因为他演出来的那个东西或者他编出来的那东西跟我或者跟原著所理解的那些东西完全不一样，所以他完全的不去顺从原著的这种理念或者里面的很多的精髓的东西，他没有完全没有这种感觉。
这种电影其实比较不好拍，因为一千个人心里有一千个哈姆雷特
啊，当然了，
你不可能满足所有人对这个演员形象的要求，或者是对故事发展的
要求。这一点呢，其实这一点也是很容易理解的，就是说 the way how we understand how we comprehend the movie or how we understand the book.You know, it's different, right? And it's like, as you said, we have 100 people and there's going to be like 100 ways to understand about the same person. And that's fine. What we're talking about here is that the movie itself is not exactly from the book, right? And the best thing you can do is to obey the book, whatever the story from the book was, and then you just keep obeying it until that's like you have this perfect ending of the movie and then you can just still give the audiences with a lot of different understanding of thinking what exactly this actor is like. 我觉得导演他只要忠于原著，他还是会让观众们有不同的方式去理解或者去完全领悟到这个故事的角色。
所以说这个电影就是原著中想的什么样，它结尾或者中间的内容拐弯
会拐弯，或者他自己好像去臆造一些东西出来。Right.
说到这个不忠原著，其实除了它改变故事当中的一些细节或者内容以外，另外就是没有把它完全体现出来，这个看着也很让人着急。
是
我看那个电影可能就等着那一个非常激动人心的一个瞬间，他反而认为他不是很重要，他忽略了或者是其中有一个人物你很喜欢，但在电影中他就是个跑龙套的。
对对对，这个其实就涉及到了咱们的第二个点，你比如像咱们说有点狗尾续貂的感觉，好像说一个电影他从刚开始演前五分钟觉得哎呀跟原著真的挺像的，或者说里边有一些所谓的精彩的东西，而到最后以后呢，你所期待的一些结尾一些非常棒的场景却反而没有出现。They have this like overwhelming starting of the movie, but in the end, it's like I don't understand why this movie can ended up like this.
一些网站上对电影啊、对电视剧评分还有评论，恐怖电影，或者一个惊悚片、一个悬疑片的很难。就要高特别高它的分，要低打分特别低，
挺两极分化的。
就是你一开始可能看到这个开头是你需要的那种气氛
感觉，
比如说要不是心理恐怖，要不是视
觉
上的
恐怖，
是你要的那种感觉，看看就不对了。
对，
看看甚至能看笑一个恐怖片，
是就成了喜剧了。
所以这个就是，
可是当初他的这个定义的时候写的是惊悚恐怖片，
而且有的还写上高智商犯罪电影，然后到最后中间漏洞百出，
什么智商
全是破绽，恨不得到看到第二十分钟的时候就已经 已经知道了谁是谁，
谁是谁，
猜到了这个故事会怎么发展。
对, 对,
对, 对，这就典型的狗尾续貂的电影。
在这样的电影的时候 ，the first 5 minutes or the first 10 minutes of movie,、it really gave you something. It's got something I want. I just wish that the whole movie, the 2 hours of this movie, can just go through the way exactly as how the first 10 minutes was like. But very unfortunately.At the very last 10 minutes of the movie, it's like it was full of disappointments. There's no more secrets, right? It was obvious to tell. And
what's
who,
going to happen.
Yeah, what's going to happen, how it's going to end.
And also, it's because some stories are not made for a movie. It could probably be a video or a micro movie, but it's not made for one and a half hour movie.
Yeah, right.
There's not enough things to tell. So you have to make things up. You have to make things longer than it's supposed to be. Make exciting movie go boring. Change the flavor in the movie.
Yeah, right. Exactly. 所以说有的电影它也确实是在这个一个多小时里边嘛，像你说的，然后它其实加了一些挺没劲的哈，加完了以后感觉加不加都行，或者说加了以后觉得反而倒把这个它的精髓的东西就给带没了。
I don't know if this, if we can talk about this while we're taking the test, but there's one reason for me not to like a movie. It's not that I don't like that actor. It's that I don't like the way he played.
Yeah, how he acted.
He played the character. That character is supposed to be smart.But he somehow managed to make that character look very
silly,
slow.
Yeah, right.
Slow in reaction.
Yeah.
Or that character is supposed to be charming, but there's this very ordinary looking actor or actress came out and play as that character. That's very disappointing. That's one reason I don't like. It's not that subjective as I don't like the look in of that guy or that girl. It's just he is.Not very good at acting.
This is true. It is true. 说到这儿的话，其实大家我觉得稍微可以稍微甚至于 criticize 一点，就是 Do you really think that many of the actors or actresses out there they're really talented in acting? Do you really think that? Well, I have always have the doubt to that. Probably one of the reasons for those people who become famous or become like actors or actresses is only good looking.Acting is not about who looks better. It's about who acts better. In this movie, that the directors invited whoever in this movie as the first role, the second role, whatever, that they've kind of chosen the wrong people. And that they only have got like pretty faces, but there was no way that they could act it themselves in this movie the best spirit of what this character was supposed to have. 那个精华是演不出来的。
就是演员演技不给力，
演技不给力，
还真不是说我第一眼看着那海报我不喜欢他，我就生来不喜欢这演员，我就不看了。是我接受他了，他来演，然后我看完了以后，我觉得他的演技真的不行。
反正我心中，你心中，
我
每一个咱们听众们的心中都会有这样的一两个，甚至于很多个所谓的就是说长得是不错，但是真的他会演戏吗？甚至于有的说唱歌的人，他会唱歌吗？都不一定，
会清唱
吗？有一个大的
来清唱吧。
对，呵呵，你敢吗？对不对？真的就是说有一个大的问号。所以说看完这部电影以后，好像对我来说，我更正式的他 OK 这个人 No, he can't act.
以后就可以一看海报就不看了。
Yeah, well, this is like the first time that he was in this movie, but there's no more, this never can, it can never be the second time because you know I don't like this guy. He's not an actor. He's just a pretty good looking guy.
Before we were talking about this one reason we may not like a movie is because comparing to the original story, the movie seems colorless, less interesting. And there's also another reason that one cannot like a movie is because, you know, novels or stories, sometimes they are made up. They're not based
kind
on
of fictional,
real things.
Right, yeah.
It's not happened. It's just something people had in their heads.
Yeah.
And then it turns into a story. It turns into a movie.
Yeah.
But then there's something about like a historical fact. Something that really happened in history. Maybe not only in history, but something happened in the contemporary society.
Yeah.
Something happened and a documentary documenting things like that. And then there's something wrong with it. There's some mistake, some misunderstanding.
Exactly.
That really could be a mood killer.
Especially to those who were really good in the part of the history, or who like, you know, who went to the historical books or the documentary, and they know what exactly happened regarding to the truth.
嗯，
这些所谓的真的喜欢历史某一方面的这些人，满怀着期待，满怀着期许，去了以后发现 this is ridiculous. Okay, this is ridiculous. This is not. This can never happen.
Yes.
Right.
就是还是一个内行看门道，外行看
热闹。看
热闹。我一般就是看看热闹。
咱们可能会看热闹，
然后我就看影评。
对，但最起码，但是对于这道题来讲呢，咱们所有的人都可以变成一个内行。We all know some part of, we all know that this part of the history, this is something that I'm quite sophisticated about.、
嗯、
I read about it before, but the moment when I was in this movie in this cinema, as I said, it was ridiculous. It was like.Have you read historical books before? It's like,、
mm.
I still want to talk to this director. Do you know what exactly, what really happened 100 years ago、
mm.
to this very moment? Who was in this event? It was supposed to be the person A, but now you've just, you know, you found out like a person B. It was supposed to be、like a scene that A was killing someone, but now it's like A saved someone. Once again, they're like totally something against the truth.
就是刚才我们说了很多东西是不忠于原著，或者说没有完全体现出原著当中的精神。
这是之前的那个点。
对，这个是对于一本书来说，因为书中的内容也很多情况下是人们臆想出来或者创造出来的。
这是不忠于事实是不好的。
嗯、It's、not only because they misunderstand the role of this、
嗯、
A person、
嗯、
or this B person、
嗯、
is because something in the history or something that is happening now is very controversial.There's no right or wrong answer. So if you show people the plot...
You're standing on one side of it already.
Your scenario...
You've decided it, right?
Yes, then you're trying to decide what is happening in the history. But seriously, controversial things, it's really hard to please everybody. That's why...
说到这儿，我倒想起一个挺好的那什么。你比如说开膛手杰克，或者就好像那种所谓的历史上一些真正在历史记录上来讲，它是没有一个结论的。你比如说，如果有这么一个电影，很多的古今奇案、冤案，对对对，什么杨乃武与小白菜那种感觉的，到现在为止都没有人知道最后会是怎么回事，或者会当时那个人是谁。可是如果你在电影里边真演出来了，就是他，
就尴尬了。
Okay, it could be like a joke, yeah. It is a joke.
或者是到现在都没有定论的这种东西，
yeah.
就是它有不同的结果，但是没有定论。
所以说刚才咱们用那个词，就是你刚才用的那个词，就是 controversial, 有一些争议的一些东西。
其实刚才咱们说啊，我一开始说，我说我看这演员，我就不想看了。
嗯，这是你主观上有一点，
主观上的
不喜欢这个演员，
对，不好展开。但是其实。演员关系还挺大的，你想、
嗯、
对有一些这种一二三部曲的这种电视剧来说
yeah, well, like the movie and series,
大型的、系列性的这种，
对对对对对，
现在也有很多啊，他们也有很多的忠实的粉丝，
是
很大的一个问题，对于他们死忠来说，
嗯，
就是换演员。
第一部是这个人演的 ，first episode,、
嗯、
this guy,、
嗯、
charming, great actor who attracted even the hundred millions of.Fans、
mm.
around the world, and people started just about to start to like this guy. And second episode, this guy's gone, and there's a new guy. I don't know what happened. Probably there was some money problem, 可能是啊 contract problem, 合同没签，钱没分好，或者怎样，咱不管这些啊，有矛盾。But we don't want to know that. But、mm. what we do know, once again, is that the second time when this movie coming out.The second episode that I'm seeing the same movie, a brand new story, probably the same director, but the guy that I used to like a lot is totally gone now,、
mm-hmm.
right? He's not there anymore, and we've got like another guy, and who's much shorter and fatter、
mm-hmm.
and less acting skill.
就怎么看都不顺眼。
怎么看都不顺眼了，我就不管了，反正 I don't like this guy.然后从头演到尾，最后好像也是那种，别人如果问你怎么样啊，这个人演的，那、OK，
就很没办法，无法避免，很主观了。
对，
就其实像你刚才说的，这演了一集以后没了的还行，
那
那种五部曲、六部曲演，
六部曲
演到
三四集了以后
没了，
对对对对对对，
那我就更接受不了了，
对对对，
尤其是当
像那007、
嗯，
可能就有很多的人。
嗯，
当然现在那个演员也不错，但是可能以前的第一部、
嗯、
第二部，因为他换了好几代嘛，
嗯，
可能每一代都有自己的死忠，然后那些人可能到今天为止还怀念着当初自己最喜欢的演员的那几部经典的、
嗯、
或者认为那几部是最经典的，类似于像这种 James Bond 这种感觉的电影。
尤其我觉得换演员对这种连续的电影来说是比较困难的，像电视剧啊、
嗯、
美剧他经常演上个十季、十五季这样的，
对，
但十五季也算长的，一般都十季、十二季打住了。
嗯， 嗯，
就像 Two and a Half Men、哦、两个半好汉、
嗯、
他到了第八季吧，
换人了，
突然那个 Richard Sheen 那个主演 supposed to be the hottest guy, supposed to be the very popular guy, 突然就离开这个剧组了，也是因为一些原因，一些矛盾。然后结果呢，另外一个演员他来了。这另外一个演员也是一个非常受大家欢迎的演员 Ashton Kutcher、
啊、
演乔布斯的这个演员、
嗯、
他现在也是应该是美国肥皂剧历史上片酬最高的演员吧。一开始换的时候有接受的有不接受的，比如说 Ashton Kutcher 的 fans 肯定会接受啊，好啊你来演，另外一些人看习惯了这个人的演出的风格，你都已经习惯突然换这么一个人。但是电视剧还好，电视剧说他会给你接下来的二十几集三十几集让你去适应另外一个人，电影就不行了。所以、
哎、其实这个其实我觉得这个道理很简单，就跟咱们平常穿衣服一样，这个人老穿这个风格的，也许你看顺眼了，突然他换了一个风格的衣服，也许你还觉得
风险很大，反正有人喜欢特喜欢，有人不喜欢特别不喜欢。
well, yeah, you get something lose something right、
嗯，
综上所述，咱们有很多的这些点可以去选用、
嗯、
再快速的简单总结一下，就是首先它违背了很多的事实啊，它违背了原著，它有这种所谓的狗尾续貂的这种剧情，然后还换了演员，然后再加上那个演员换了以后，或者说这个演员本身演技就不怎么样，很多的这些原因都可以让咱们觉得啊，让咱们来运用这些点去来说这些电影它最后导致一个结果，就是我不喜欢看。当然我也许不代表所有的人，但是我就是不行。除了这个以外还有一个升级的版本，
不喜欢电影理由的 2.0 版，
对 2.0 版 OK beta 版 right. beta 版是什么呢？ I say the movies in these days are like the credit cards, 信用卡。 The reason why we need to have a credit card is that we can actually consume,
we can prepay for
yeah,
things
yeah we prepay for things first、
pay、
in advance
yeah
right, and then we just、pay the money back. 为什么要说到信用卡呢？信用卡的简单的一个职能就是先消费然后再去还钱。但是现在咱们的很多电影不仅仅也许是说，有的人说国内的电影国产电影，包括其实国外的电影有的也一样，它就是在实际上在消费广大的电影迷们对于这些电影的期待值。 It's probably there about like hundreds of movies. Over many years they have been accumulating a lot of reputations, a lot of credibility for the audiences to trust the movie in these days in this country. People just started believing that the movies in these days are going to be, no matter what the movie is, every single one of the movies is going to be great. And this is what we believe, because we've been watching the movies from past the 10 years, 20 years. Now we believe it. But somehow it's changing in these days. 到现在为止，这些电影所积攒的这些所谓的口碑真的有的时候开始下降了。为什么？因为这些电影的导演也好还有演员也好，他们在划这张消费的信用卡，也就是说 they're using this credit card, they're swiping the cards, they don't worry about, they never worry about, one day they're gonna pay everything back.
I guess it's probably they're not worrying about one day they cannot pay
yeah,
it back.
Right. And probably they say, hey, I'm a director, well I'm an actor,And probably the best time for me to doing this career, this, the recent 10 or 20 years. I'm gonna use whatever I have and use this credit card. 所以说相当于他们在提前在消费人们的这种忍耐度，人们的这种对他的信心。但是真的我们从心里来讲，我们不希望有这样的电影能够去讨论，能够去谈论。我们真心的希望说所有的电影都是我们喜欢的电影。
好的，今天的内容就是这些。大家如果有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目微博是大学生英语在线，@我们私信我们都可以。节目的微信是 question of the day, 没有空格。大家如果有想了解的雅思口语话题，希望我们给大家提供一些观点和建议的话，也可以微信语音告诉我们，我们会在节目当中用一整期的节目来为你解答。微博当中也可以找到我们，我是米歇尔，米饭的米，一些的些，耳朵的耳。
啊，大家同时可以找到我雷世健，新浪微博雷锋的雷，士兵的士，建设的建。
我们明天见。下一期大学生英语在线将为您带来雅思口语话题 Something you did for saving money, 接下来是私房拷贝 Home Video, 主持人何杰将为您带来浪漫电影情人节第二部分爱我所爱。Backyard.
up in your fast car whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth where you tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? Better than I ever even knew. They said that the world was built for two. Only with living if somebody was loving you. Maybe now. Swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild ducks, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in a big arm, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of all applause. This is my idea of fun. Playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all.